Through hearing the awakening of the wise, the heart of myself, Gutoku, meaning foolish double-haired, becomes manifest. The awakening of the wise is such that they were inwardly wise, outwardly foolish. The heart of Gutoku is such that I am inwardly foolish, but outwardly wise. From Gutoku's notes, Gutoku Sho. Within Aesop's collection of fables is a story about a black crow and a peacock. One day there was a black crow who, while walking in the park, looking for something to eat, came across some peacock feathers. Thinking these peacock feathers would make him look beautiful, more popular, and more influential, he glues the feathers to his own. He did look beautiful. Then suddenly, seemingly out of nowhere, came a big gust of wind, blowing off all of his peacock feathers. Afterwards, there he sat, looking like his original and actual self. The peacock feathers are a metaphor for everything we have acquired in life, such as our personality, our wealth, our knowledge, our talent, and our reputation. The gust of wind is a metaphor for sickness, old age, and death. And when this wind blows off our feathers, we see our true self to mean that what can be called our ego by nature. Through the years, we convinced ourselves that the feathers or the mass that we have collected through our lifetime and display to others is the true and real self. However, through the wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha, we are shown the reality of who we are, the accumulation of everything we have said, done, and thought since the time we were born, including the circumstances we were born into. This is our true and authentic self, our ego by nature. Shinran Shonin said that he is outwardly wise while inwardly foolish. Within his writing, Gutoku's Notes, or Gutokusho in Japanese, he compares our outer self we have developed over the years through our education, self-pride, accomplishments, belief in one's goodness and wealth, and the substance of the mask we wear in comparison to the inner hidden self, our ego by nature. Shinran Shonin made a list of these comparisons. I have added words outwardly and inwardly to make it easier to understand. Outwardly we are wise, inwardly we are foolish. Outwardly we are good, inwardly we are ignorant. Outwardly, we are right. Inwardly, we are wrong. Outwardly, we are real. Inwardly, we are empty. Outwardly, we are true. Inwardly, we are false. Outwardly, we are pure. Inwardly, we are defiled. Outwardly, we are subtle. Inwardly, we are coarse. Outwardly, we are intelligent. Inwardly, we are dull. Outwardly, we are quick. Inwardly, we are slow. Outwardly, we are rare. Inwardly, we are common. Outwardly, we are strong, but inwardly, we are weak. Outwardly, we are the highest of the high, but inwardly, we are the lowest of the low. Outwardly, we are superior. Inwardly, we are inferior. Outwardly, we are bright, but inwardly, we are dark. He writes at the end of this list, know that these contrasts apply to all practicers. The inwardly qualities are the substance of our ego by nature. It is important to awaken to our hidden ego by nature, because this is the only way through which we can finally find peace, true and real, within ourselves. The mask, or what I discovered as the feathers of the peacock that we wear, cover our true ego by nature. Depending upon one's education, temperament, and resilience in the face of conflict, the mask we wear is able to contain most of it. However, there are times when the qualities of our ego by nature make themselves known by penetrating through the mask. Our ego by nature is never quiet. It is always pushing against our mask and at times penetrating. All the qualities of the ego by nature create more negative karma in every moment of our lives and are the source of unhappiness, which makes us feel like we are living in a hellish realm. The realm of constant and never satisfied wants, or a realm of conflict at times leading to violence. Though we continuously create more negative karma for ourselves, it is essential to our well-being to awaken to this truth. Amida Buddha is constantly trying to awaken us to this truth. By awakening to this truth is one and the same as awakening to all-embracing compassion. Though we may believe that we are good, The problem is that in so thinking, we fail to acknowledge our ego by nature. Criticizing or judging others is one of the greatest forms of arrogance and therefore evil in Buddhism. One who has awakened to the ego by nature is one who is truly humble, not the type we so often see displayed. Don't be so humble. You are not that great. In this way, the ego by nature, as an active working in our lives, is transformed into the source of wisdom. So, don't buy into your own fiction, your own outer mask, or your feathers. If you buy into your self-made fiction, you can never know the meaning of true compassion. When you as a Buddhist take an honest look deep into yourselves and everything you do, and realize that you do not even begin to live the Buddha's teachings, then you are, I believe, an authentic Buddhist because you see the reality of yourself. Shinran Shonin had a great insight into human nature in his own, which only increased until his death at 90 years of age. This was made possible through the illumination of all-embracing wisdom and compassion. In his final years before his death, he wrote, "Although I take refuge in the true Pure Land teachings, meaning Jodo Shinshu, it is hard to have a true and sincere mind. I myself am false and insincere. I completely lack a pure mind." Each of us, as for what we present of ourselves to others, we all make a show of being wise, good, and dedicated. But in actuality, so great is our greed, anger, deceit, and perversity that we are filled with all forms of malice and lies. It is extremely difficult to put an end to our greed, anger, and deceit. Our mind is like a venomous snake or scorpion. Though we try to perform what we think are good deeds as part of our practice, they are all poisoned. Therefore, the performance of those acts are called false and empty practice. Although I have no shame, nor feel any sense of remorse, and I lack a mind of truth and sincerity, because the name Namu Amida Butsu is given to me by Amida Buddha, the Buddha's virtues fill the entire universe. And so wrote Shinran Shonin. Thank you for listening to today's message.